Former United States President Jimmy Carter says that the Palestinian militant group Hamas, which has dedicated itself to the destruction of Israel, is now willing to live side by side with the Jewish state if certain conditions are met.
They said that they would accept a Palestinian state on the 1967 borders if approved by Palestinians, and that they would accept the right of Israel to live as a neighbor next door in peace, provided the agreements negotiated by Prime Minister Omer and President Abbas was submitted to the Palestinians for their overall approval.
A Hamas spokesman said it has not changed its opposition to Israel, but says that it would accept the deal as a transitional arrangement. The former U.S. president met with Hamas leader Khaled Mashal in Damascus on Friday and Saturday in an effort to draw them into the peace process. Carter's mission was opposed by both Israel and the United States. American congressmen from both parties sent Carter a letter asking him not to meet with Hamas officials, reminding him the organization is listed as a terrorist entity and is responsible for the death of dozens of Americans. Democrat Arthur Davis was one of the signatories.
A former president of the United States should be conveying legitimacy on a group of terrorists who weren't elected, who in fact broke up the elected Palestinians.